Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Heather Locklear has been taken to the hospital for psychiatric evaluation after threatening to shoot herself. Now, this is according to a law enforcement source. A relative of Heather's called 911. She was concerned because Heather was acting erratically and she knew that she was looking for a gun to shoot herself. Well, both Ventura County Fire and Sheriff's Departments responded. The 56-year-old has been taken to a local hospital out in that area. This is not a criminal case at all. And you know, this comes months after the actress was accused of hitting her boyfriend, Chris Heiser, at their Westlake Village area home. And that was back in February. She was arrested at that time for felony domestic violence, although the charges were later reduced and then dropped entirely. But you know something? In light of the recent celebrity suicides, I am just so glad that someone at her home decided, let's take this seriously and get some help. And if anyone that you know needs to call the suicide hotline, go to AURN.com where you can find that number and information. Get help if you need it. It's really available to everyone. So important. And on a good note, the Beehive has been buzzing. Yep, Beyonce and Jay-Z have once again given their fans a glimpse into their private lives. They released a surprise album on Saturday. Of course, it's only available on Tidal because that's what Jay-Z owns. The collaboration has been released under their surnames, the Carters. Well, they addressed a whole bunch of stuff in their marriage, including Jay-Z having that love child. You know, that rumor's been following him for years. An aspiring rapper, Ramir Satterwhite, has alleged for years that he is the superstar's son due to a relationship his mom reportedly had when little-known Sean Carter was very young back in 1992. Well, I'll tell you what Jay-Z's got to say. Quote, Billie Jean in his prime for the 1,000th time, the kid ain't mine. Okay. We just gonna believe you on this one, Jay-Z, and I don't know if there's any DNA running around anyway. But the album, again, is out. It's available on Tidal, and I can't wait. I have not seen the video yet, but I'm gonna go check it out right now. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you go to AURN.com, and don't forget to follow me on Twitter, @TanyaHollywood.